I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending May 31st, 2019. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news: Edward Seaga, former Jamaican Prime Minister, dead at age 89. The former Prime Minister of Jamaica, Edward Seaga, died in the United States on May 28, 2019, on his 89th birthday. He had been receiving treatment for cancer. The announcement of his death came from the office of the Prime Minister. In a statement from the current Prime Minister, Andrew Holness, he relayed the gratitude of Seaga's family for the prayers, messages, and support shown by the people of Jamaica during Seaga's illness and upon his passing. Seaga was Jamaica's fifth Prime Minister and served from 1980 to 1989. He was also the leader of the Jamaica Labour Party from 1974 until 2005. Government acts to raise number of nurses in public health system. The Jamaican government is moving to establish measures that will raise the number of nurses working in the public health sector. According to Patricia Ingram Martin, Chief Nursing Officer at the Ministry of Health, the Cuban nursing program will be expanded, and the minister is also considering the creation of a bilateral agreement with other nations to increase local capacity. This week's Caribbean news: Cuba enacts new law granting private Wi-Fi. Cuba has taken action to widen its internet access. The Cuban Ministry of Communication has announced that personal Wi-Fi networks are now legal across the island. The importation of servers and routers will be permitted, but the state-operated communications monopoly, Etexa, will continue to provide the sole access to the internet in Cuba. This move will allow Cubans to obtain access in their own homes rather than having to connect at public Wi-Fi hotspots. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news: exhibit by Jamaican artists held at Jamaican Embassy in Washington, D.C. The Jamaican Embassy in Washington, D.C. hosted a three-day open house art exhibit that featured the works of noted Jamaican artists Paul Blackwood and Courtney Morgan. There were nearly 100 pieces in the exhibit, which was opened by Audrey Marks, the Jamaican ambassador to the United States. The opening was attended by a large number of Jamaicans and other art lovers from the Caribbean. The artwork on display included oil on canvas and prints, which depicted Jamaican scenes from both rural and urban landscapes. Both artists are from Western Jamaica and are founding members of the Trafalgar Artists Group of Jamaica. Now for this week's business news. JET believes government placing mining interests ahead of Jamaicans. The Jamaica Environment Trust, JET, believes the cockpit country is being threatened by government policies that place the interests of bauxite mining over those of ordinary Jamaicans. According to JET, the organization is concerned about the mining operations underway in the Cockpit Country Protected Area, or CCPA. JET has accused the Jamaican government of favoring the interests of bauxite mining firms ahead of the welfare of the nation's citizens, the protection of their livelihoods, and the island's natural resources. This week's arts and entertainment news. According to Malgorzata Wasilewski, the European Union ambassador to Jamaica, the European Union Film Festival is designed to display the diversity and richness of European culture. The festival will include the addition of film screenings in St. Elizabeth and St. James, as well as the usual corporate area venues. The 2019 festival will show 12 films from 12 European Union member states from June 3rd through June 9th, 2019, free of charge. A range of issues will be covered in these screened films, including immigration, discrimination, women in sports, people with disabilities, and diversity. This week's sports news: Reggae Girls medical staff say Bonnie Shaw suffered no serious injury. To the relief of many Women's World Cup football fans, the medical staff treating star striker Reggae Girls player Khadija Bonnie Shaw communicated that she received no serious injury in the match against Scotland at Hampden Park in Glasgow. Dr. Lorianne Miller and physiotherapist Sandria Codling said they were unsure of the extent of the injury suffered by Shaw's replacement, Kayla McCoy, who was also hurt in the game against Scotland. The match attracted a record number of fans, with 18,555 people watching Scotland win against Jamaica with a score of 3-2. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. This week's Jamaica Weekly News Summary is sponsored by the Jamaican Recipes Android and iPhone app. Get over 110 recipes with step-by-step cooking instructions by searching Jamaican Recipes in the Android Market and iTunes Store. Download it today. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at tunitopradio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.